let's start off. Here in Beis, the Mishnah here says, Hamagadif. Hamagadif in the Chayva Adsha, Yifarsh, and God is the Chayim to the Yachli Hashem's name. Hashem's name is Yudkevav Yashem.
You want this thing? You better start.
So close to me. Okay. You can handle being within my Dalaramas?
Try.
Hamagadef einim chayv ad sheyufores Hashem first nesach sheyichem yitiv. Okay, Amar Rishuv and Karcha b'chol yom don esvaidim b'kinui. Every day when the dayanim interrogate the witnesses, this is a major crime. Person chayv misa. They interrogate the witnesses. What exactly did you hear him say? Tell us exactly what you heard the person say. So, do we want the witnesses saying 1,000 times this person said Rahman Lislan or whatever Hashem's name is? Absolutely not. Memelo, they tell the witnesses to substitute Hashem's name for the word Yossi. Why Yossi? So Rashi says on a peladic thing, which doesn't more be more stuck there is Yossi. And Rashi says why Yossi? Because Yossi is four letters, connected Yutkevav, okay? And Yossi is Begavatria, 87. 87, what is 86? What is 86? Elohim. Elohim. Menela, so therefore we say to there's a steer in Rashi. Because what's the steer? Yossi is four letters. Yudkevavke. Yudkevavke is not 86. Yossi is Begmatria 86. Yudkevavke is Begmatria 26. So what shame are we referring to? What shame are we referring to? The shame are we referring to the shame of Yudke Vavke, or are we referring to the shame of Elohim? So Rashi says the reason why the Mishnah said that we tell the witnesses to substitute the word Yossi is because the word Yossi has the combination of both Yudke Vavke and Elohim. There are four letters Yudke Vavke, and the four letters equal the Gematria Elohim. Isn't that an amazing idea? Yossi is a name which encompasses Yudke Vavke and Elohim, Din and Rachamim.
So they were interrogating the Edom, and what happened there?
They asked the witness, what happened? You heard this person, Mevarach Hashem. Tell us exactly what you heard him say. So they say, we heard him say, Yossi should be Mekalel Yossi. We tell him, don't say Yudke Vavke.
It says, B'chol Yom Donos Edom Bikinoi.
Bikinoi. We judge the witnesses. The Sanhedrin, they basically interrogate. Over here, the word that means we interrogate.
Yes, but Bikinoi, why would
Bikinoi? Because we do not want the witnesses. We do not want the witnesses to say Yudke Vavke.
But initially, we do.
No, we don't. Not even initially. Never. At the very, very end. At the very, very end. At the very. The
Mishnah, I mean, they have to say it at least once. So that
No. The witnesses come into court and they testify. They tell Bez, off the record, we want to testify that so and so was Mevorech Hashem Nischayev Misa. So the witnesses say we have to hear exactly what the person said, because we're going to see the Mishnah over here. There are different ways to do it.
The judges have to hear.
The judges have to hear what the crime was. Yeah.
So it's before they testify.
No, right now. So the witnesses now testify, and when the stenographer is there, everything is there. The court is in full session. This is the real deal. But when the witness they actually testify, they do not testify with the Yudkevavke. When they testify what they heard, they do not say.
How do they know that?
What?
How did witnesses know to say it? How did they know to say it? Bikinoi. The regular Joe's
Dayanim. The Dayanim tell the witnesses when you're going to testify what happened. We do not want you to say Yudkevavke. We want you to substitute Yudkevavke for the word Yossi. Yud Vav Samach Yud.
What's Yake?
What? Yossi
Bikinoi. Yake Yossi.
Yake Yossi Es Yossi. That Yosei hit, smote Yosei. Now, the word even Yakeh, the word Yakeh is also a kinui. Yakeh Rash does not explain this. Po Yakeh means to hit. But over here, Yakeh really is a code word for curse. The only way for the Bibirchos Hashem is to say that Hashem was Mevorech Hashem. You have to use Hashem against Hashem.
But the Dayanim have to hear it at least once, because they have to understand.
Very, very
they have to know what the Edom actually said
at
and heard.
At the very, very end, yes.
The Edom may have a different idea than the Dayanim.
Yes, we're going to get to that in one moment. Right now, we have to first understand the Dayanim are giving warning. They're coming to go and coming to advise. They're coming to advise. You're going to testify. And when you testify, we do not want you to say the word Mekalel. That word is a dirty word. You don't say the word Mekalel in the Bezdin. You don't say, and we don't want you to say Yudke Vavke. So we want you in your testimony to speak in code. How do you speak in code? Substitute Yudke Vavke for the word Yossi and substitute the word Kilel for the word Yake. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what they talk. Now, and what is it? And what are the words they say? They say did they say Yaker? Yosei es Yosei. Yosei hit Yosei. Because the way Biruchas Hashem is done, the Gemara is going to explain very great deal in a few moments, is a person says that the Ribbono Shel Olam should bless the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm saying it with a euphemism. That's not the way we talk. The way you hear on the street is look at me started. But this is a different expression. You're using Hashem against Hashem. It's a unique type of form of we're not accustomed to this type, and we should not get accustomed to this type. don't plant seeds in my mind. Okay. Weiter. Well, I just thought something very good. I'll tell you later. Yeah. I just thought it was like very, very good. I said really good stuff. I just thought it was really, really good. We're into later, okay? Okay, you're waiting for dessert. Nigmar Hadin. Okay, and once the Gemara, you see, we have over here. We have over here the private. We go back a long way. Okay. Nigmar Hadin. When the Gemara Din comes to an end, so now, as Mr. Black, you see Mr. Black knew what was going on. He was manabbing to this Gemara, this Mishnah. Bezin has to have it done officially. Everything until now, unfortunately, was good enough for Kabbalah's Eidos, for Bezin to determine what the status is, but they have to do it again. Nochamo, they have to do the Eidos again for the record. Once for the record.
Okay.
And now, for the record, they have to do it the right way, and the witnesses are going to have to now say exactly what they heard.
But they don't say it in front of anybody else.
Oh, so let's see. How do you know that? You know you don't say it? You must have writer. Low good memory. Low Horgan. Like you get me skin. This guy gets me more skin. He always mechavim to the Gemara. This guy, he knows he's quiet. Like he's silent.
Let's go cut it out of it. Just learn it.
No, it just didn't make sense. You said you're not supposed to say it.
Lo Hargi, fine. Now, Ella, fine. So, Nigmar Hadin. So, Lo Hargi, Mekinus. Now they don't kill the person just based on testimony that was Kinim, which means a code. Ella, so what do they do? We have to have the official record. In the official record, we demand that everyone leave the court. No one should be present in the court when witnesses testify. Ella, Maitzin, Sashmavi, Achil Hashem. Maitzin kol adam lachutz. Everyone leave. Shailin es hagadol shebinahim. There are two witnesses. Yes, the older of the two witnesses. And he says, V'omelo, that itself is a very chiddush. Why dafka the older? That's not for now. That's machshavat drush. V'omelo, and we say to him, Emor, I want you now to testify exactly ma sheshamata b'feirush, exactly what you heard. V'omelo, he says those words, which are frightening. V'hadayonim, oimdim al raglehen. When they hear this, they stand up. When they hear this, they stand up, the koirin, and they rip their clothing. They rise kriya. V'loy ma'achin, they rise kriya to the degree where the clothing cannot be repaired. The clothing that they rise kriya on, when they hear such thing, you're not allowed to repair this clothing. The asheni, I mean, that's only one witness. You have to have two witnesses testify. The second witness says, Ditto. Af ani kamohu. I heard exactly the same thing that he heard. It's not typical. Normally, when you come to testimony, we make the second witness testify exactly what he saw, what he heard, whatever was going on. Not in this case. This is the exception. We do not want the second witness to say nachamol. We say af ani kamohu. I ditto what he said. It's a chiddush gadol nora. Talk about testimony. That a second witness is like, I don't know, how does this work over here? What's going on?
Who's that shlishi?
And in the event, there's a third person, because al pi shnayim oy shloisha edim yakum davar, in the event that there are three witnesses, so the third one wants to take along, then he also becomes part of the cat, and if he also wants to testify, he does not say it, he says ditto. Oimer af ani kamahu, now, like which one? Is number three, there's a lot of alumnus, there's an infinite amount of alumnus of him which we're not going to go into. Is the third one saying like number two or like number one? What does that mean? The third one. Okay, there's a lot of Torah here.
I'm just wondering, usually don't they send out, usually the Hakira, don't they?
Everybody's
in front of the other?
Yes, only the witness. The only ones that are sent out are the witnesses. Not only the exactly. but the Dayanim. But all the people of the audience, the Talmidim, everyone is there. Here, everyone, there's no one allowed to be in the room except for the Dayanim.
But he's saying, how does this guy say that he heard, right? How does he say
no,
that?
No, so the witnesses,
I'm saying Kamahu.
Yeah.
You just said that they don't let the witnesses.
No, the witnesses are the kol oda means everyone outside. Well, tell me them.
That I understood. Obviously, examine.
Right.
You want to make sure they're not
So this, we determined that we've already interrogated them individually. Right. We've already interrogated them privately. Now we're just doing it. We have no choice but to do it once again. This is a very unique halacha. It's extremely unique. This halacha interrogation was regular, but now there's no time you have to repeat the thing because of the sensitivity to the issue once again, and here we have no choice but to do it together. So the second one does not need to say it again, he just needs to say anaf nikamaho. Now, Tanil and Abayis Achi, Varech Shem B'Shem. The way this halach is violated is Shem B'Shem. Okay, Shem B'Shem, which is Ribbon Shalaylam, should bless the Ribbon Shalaylam. It says, the pasuk says twice. The fact that in the entire sequence of the pasuk, noikev means to be mevarech, shame, binokvay, shame, and it says it a second time, you must. Look at the whole pasuk on the side of the Gemara. Noikev, shame, Hashem, most, you must. Binokvay, shame, you must. It says the end, the beginning, we'll make a drasha. The repetition is teaching you that the technique, the way it has to be done, this has to be done. Shame, b'shame. Even the pasuk itself was so sensitive to the Ribbono Shel Olam's honor that it did not put these two expressions together. It broke it up by putting the person to be put to death in the middle. It's an amazing, amazing pasuk, the sensitivity to this matter. Vaita. Mimai, the high. Now the Gemara goes on a tangent. How do you know that the translation of the word noikev means to be mevorech? Maybe the word noikev means something else. Mimai, the high, the translation, the word noikev, lishna devaruchiyu, means to bless. So the Gemara should just look at the art scroll. Look at the art scroll, I'll tell you what the translation is. No, I'm making a joke. The Gemara says, how do you know this? How do you know the translation? The Gemara says, how do you know the listen to the Ruchu, the says of the Pasuk, Mo Ekoiv? Look at Bilam. Bilam says, Mo Ekoiv, Loi Kabokel. It says by Bilam there, it's clear from the context that it means to curse. So therefore, you know the answer from Bilam. What's the warning? The warning is, Elohim lo sikhalel. So you have a punishment.
They didn't say it. Why didn't
say
Naikiv over there?
Okay, you're right. Good question. Why is there a unique expression? You're right. I don't know the answer.
It's not
a euphemism. It's not a euphemism. The translation means to curse. Right. Why tackle the two words? I don't know. There are many two words in this that have two different words. Simla and Malbush. There are many different things which have two different words to describe the same thing. The aim of the word Zakash, even Mivras, who. Maybe the word Noikev means to stab. It means to cut out, to stab or to cut out. Where do we have it?
By the knife, by the
Saif.
How do you know?
Mizbaz Bazimah, they stab. Okay, right. So it means to stab. The Chsiv, how will we find the Makar? It's deposited by Yikoiv Chor Bedalto. It says by the Pushkli, list of Haftorah, Parashas Mishpatim, I think. I don't remember. One of the Haftorahs, Parashas Shkolim. That it was the first Pushkli, the time of Yoash. They did a renovation and they made a pushka and they made a hole in the door in order to put the money in the door of this box. There was a box at the door, they made a hole people could put the money in into the box. So therefore you see over here the word vayikoiv means to make a hole, it means to stab. And where is there going to be a warning that you're not allowed to do this? Vibartem eshmam, you shall wipe out the name of Avodah Zarah. Do not do the same thing. You should wipe out the name of the goyim, but do not wipe out the name of Hashem by cutting it out of a sefer Torah. And then it comes out that you do not have a pasuk anywhere teaching you the halacha. This is a prohibition to be mevarech Hashem. The zochiv misa. May means if you cut out of Hashem's sefer Torah, you mechayif. And for the Gemara says, being the shame v'shem v'leka. Then it's, if it's going to mean to stab, it is impossible to have a situation where you're going to fulfill stabbing through shame b'shame. The Gemara says, why not? Take two pieces of paper, take two different mezuzahs, put one on top of the other, and Hashem's name will be are touching each other, and take a knife and cut out both of them together in one shot. So that's Noikev shame b'shame. Ve'ema demanach shnei shemos ahadadi. You take two shemos, you put them one on top of the other, and you take a knife, ubozaluhu, and then you take a knife and you cut them both in one shot. So that's going to be shame b'shame. So maybe means to stab. The Gemara says, no, that's not called shame b'shame. That's called ahu noikev v'choy zer v'noikevu. If you put two pieces of paper one top of the other and take a nap in your car, that's called noikev. That's called noikev. V'choizer v'noikev. That's simultaneously. But it's not b'shem. It's not one with the other. You're not doing one with the other. You're doing in ma'isa, the two different pieces of paper. You're cutting to one, then you're cutting to the second one. You're not doing it one with the other. So the Gemara says, okay, I have a solution. Let's make what we do in Purim. By the way, these two over here will look at his mamash exactly. Now you understand the depth of why the original takana talked by Purim is Haman. What is Haman? You write Haman on two pieces of paper, on two different two boards, and you rub them together. Why are you doing that? Mamash the Gemara over here says now, unbelievable, this is the Makar for Purim. Today's a Purim Gemara. So the Gemara, maybe when you know, the manach shnei shnemos ahadadi. Maybe. Maybe you engrave Hashem's name on the tip, on the blade of the knife. You write Hashem's name on the blade of the knife, and you take that knife and you cut out Hashem's name in the parchment. So then it's shame b'shem. So the Gemara says, no, that's not Hashem's name. If you go with a sharp knife, Hashem's name is not going to do anything. What's doing is the blade. It happens to be there. On this blade, he was so kind to write Hashem's name. But what is actually doing the cutting, the sharpness, not Hashem's name? Ema, maybe what it means is Parushe the Kabaza. Wait, did I skip anything over here?
No.
Okay. Ema Parushe Gshmei Hu Dechsev. Okay, so now let's go a little bit further. Maybe what it means over here is, so the most you're right. The Gemara is at this point in time, the Gemara is in Echnam. You're right, you're gerecht, there is no, by process of elimination, the pasuk, the vayikoyv cannot mean to stab. Even though indeed you have a pasuk that does indicate vayikoyv means to stab, but from the context of the sugya, it cannot mean stab. Because since we have in the halacha of Mevarach Hashem and Nayadin, shame b'shem, there is no way you can fulfill stabbing and also fulfill shame b'shem. And mainly we have no choice but to say that it means to utter, and then you can do it, Hashem shem Mevarach Hashem. Now, in fact, the Gemara Ema Parusha Shmehu, maybe what it means, the prohibition is to say Hashem's name the way it's spelled. Hashem's name is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So maybe the prohibition is to not pronounce Hashem's name the way it's spelled. For that is the Chiyuv Nisa. That's what it means. The Ema Parusha Shmehu, the Siv says the Pasuk of Moshe V'Aronis Anoshim Ha'ilu Asher Nikvu, that was specified Bishemos by name. Hashem specified who he wanted to speak to, who he wanted to, and there is a Siddur word nikvu means to specify. The Ba'ashara say, where would you have a warning? Es Hashem, you shall fear Hashem. The way you fear Hashem, the same way you fear your parents, you don't call your parent Jack, you don't call your parent Tom, you call your parent Dad, so too, Hashem, you don't pronounce Hashem by his first name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Numara says, no. Number
so
one,
if a person has a speech impediment,
yes,
and he cannot say it clearly,
yes,
but we know what he meant.
No, he's not chayiv. He's not chayiv. You have to. No, I mean, every halacha. This good trying is not enough. I wanted to kill the guy.
That's why I shot
my whole machine gun. My whole. I dismissed.
No. That's why I said that they have to hear how he said it.
Yes,
because
exactly.
If he said it with a stutter,
exactly.
If he said it with a stutter, it's not. The whole case goes away. But that's why I thought it was at the beginning rather than at the end.
That's the interrogation. That's the actual.
No, but they never hear it.
They do hear that. That's part of the interrogation.
They never hear it until the end.
No, I know. No, it's self-understood that part of the interrogation is they actually ask that question exactly. You have a speech impediment. Mm-hmm. You hear every syllable. Do every little dot. Yes. They go through all this. They bring in all the speech. They have a lot of speech therapists in the community. A lot of them. We'll bring them all. We'll bring them all out. And they're going to explain. They're going to say, my mother wanted to send me to a speech therapist. You know, they didn't have them. Those days, they didn't have any.
If they would have had,
I would have gone. I would have been a different person today. Can you imagine? All my problems would have been solved. Vaita. And the Gemara gives now all the answers. Number one is Chada de Ba'ena, shame, b'shem, v'lek. What are you solving over here? You want to be explicit. You want to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. How can you fulfill the condition of shame, b'shem? You cannot fulfill that condition. Furthermore, what is the warning? The warning is positive. Es Hashem Elokecha tira, what you should do. So it's a warning that is a positive warning. V'asharas aseh lo shmo ashara. A positive warning is not in halacha a carry weight to be that has to be a lois aseh. V'boy say no, no. Okay, so therefore that's why we knock off this answer. So we're back with the default. What is the default? The default is it means mevarech shem Hashem. The V'boy say another answer. Amakra a new mukar vayikov vayikalel. It says there by the Makal, there was a person in the desert. There was the Mekoshesh, and there was the Makalel. And the Makalel, it says there are two words together, Vayikoy, Vayikalel, from the juxtaposition of the two words. We learned that the translation of the word Vayikoy is Vayikalel. Lememra, Duraykev, Klolahu, the word Noykev is a Klolah. Vidilma, Fakdumar, Vidilma, Ada of the of the Ove Tarvayu. No, maybe the word Vayikov does not mean Vayikov. Maybe the word Vayikov means you say Yudkev Avke. You pronounce Hashem in the way it's spelled, and you also issue a curse. It means you have to do two different things together. The Gemara says impossible. Lo salka daitach d'chsev chaytzei es samcha. When the person did the Aveira, it says take out the Mekalel. It did not say he was the Noykev. So why did the pasuk ignore that point? It must be because the Noykev is the Mekalel. V'loyksev chaytzei es hanoykev v'hamekalel. Shema minaf, we learn chadi, it's all the same thing. Good? So that's Gemara's maskon. Gemara's maskon over here is that when it's the Birchas Hashem l'nai yisoyed, it says the word Noykev. Noykev means Mekalel. Gemara's maskon is either by process of elimination, you'll never be able to fulfill the condition of shame b'shame. Or number two, we have a pasuk in the Torah. There was a ma'is shahayi. There was a person that was mekalel, and there it says vayikoy vayikalel. The juxtaposition teaches us that the translation of the word yikoy means mekalel, and the ashar is going to be elokim lo sikalel. That's the Gemara's maskan. And now Gemara.
So today that couldn't be possible because we don't know the names.
What are you talking about?
Specific name.
No, we are halachal ma'is is a yud kei vav. What do you mean a specific name? Yud kei vav, there are seven names.
We don't know how to pronounce it.
No, you don't need that. You need the seven shemais. Hashem has seven names. The yichayv misa for Kel, Elokim, yud kei vav, kei tzavakos. What else? I left out. There are seven names.
Baratun says there are 70.
What?
Baratun says there are 70 names.
No, but we follow, when we write a Sefer Torah, there are only seven names that Aleph El Nun Yud, that the Sefer has to say before he writes the name, L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. And if he does not say L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, the Sefer Torah is puzzle.
Shakai.
Shakai, Kel, Elokim, Tzavakos, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and one more. Seven shemites.
But he has to know how to pronounce them.
Did say Kel?
Kel, I have my smartphone.
But he has to know how to pronounce them.
The way the pronunciation is the way we talk in today's vernacular. That's the accent of the halacha. The way we talk is good enough. If it's clearly pronounced the way we pronounced, I mean, Aleph Dalet
Nun Yud. It shows attention, but then that's.
We have to go by it. It's good enough. The pashtus is it's good enough for Kriya Shema. The Mitzvah Deraisa, every single day, say Kriya Shema twice, then Deraisa. So you say Kriya Shema, you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way we pronounce it? Absolutely. Even according to the Madam, it says Shema only in Lashon Kodesh. According to one opinion, only Yates in Lashon Kodesh. You can't say it's a new language. So it's a Dover Pasha, Yates, when you say Kriya Shema, Bizman Azen, the way that we talk. It's good enough. Nemela, it's good enough. Rahman al Utslan for this person to be booted out of this world and sent to Madura HaTachtoina. Weiter. Tarabanan. It takes an elevator down to the basement. Tarabanan. Ish matam lama ish. The pasuk, now we're going over to the verse of the prohibition of not mevarech Hashem. It says two times the word ish in the pasuk. If you look on the side of your Gemara, pasuk is gimel. It says there, pasuk yud. V'il b'nei yishol tzab elimor ish ki yikalel eloka v'nasa av chetoi. So why the repetition? Why does it say the word ish twice? In the Gemara, ish, it allows us to say, a guy, a non-Jew that does this, a very schayev misa, shem mushorna al berchus Hashem k'li yishol, ve'ena neharagin ela b'saif nu halacha, a Jew gets chenik, but a guy gets, for this time he gets saif, they cut off his head. Shekol misa hamur b'vnei noyach, ena ela b'saif, a guy, when he gets misa, he's schayev saif by the sword. But in fact, the Gemara, and that's the makar, from the pasuk of Ishishvah Havaham Hachanavka Bechasanavka Hashem Zu Birchas Hashem. This refers to this is going to be the whole daf now. The Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noyach You're going to learn here, right? In Nun Vav Sanhedrin. This is it. This is what we're coming to. So it says by Adam, by Yitzav Hashem Elokim by Yitzav. What is pasuk on the side of the Gemara say Chav? By Yitzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam lemar mikol etz agon ochol tochel. From this pasuk, we're going to learn in a few moments, is the makar of the Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach. From the word Yudke Vavke, we learn the Gemara Mo Darshin Zo Birchas Hashem. So, Frek the Gemara, I need to come on to the pasuk of Ish Ish. I already know Beruchas Hashem from the word in the beginning of Bereishis, from the word Hashem. And for the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Yitzchak the Smith said, L'nitzcho elo l'rabbis es hakinuyim in Achanami from the pasuk in Bereish Hashem, it's only Yudke Vavke, or one of Hashem's main names. How do you know with a kinuy, a goy, is Chayiv Misa, if he says G-O-D, and he says something that right? How do you know the goy is chayiv misa? You know it from the word ish, ish, the repetition, okay? And we know from kinuyim. And who says this? Not everyone agrees to this principle. Why do we have the whole pasuk? So there are two different pasuk, exactly the same thing. The answer is, all the seven Amos, the seven Shemos, l'chayra, minayin l'rabo is kol hakinuyin, even G-O-D, tamoloymar, ish ki yikhalel eloikav, an extra pasuk, mikol mokaim divrei, Rebbe Meir, but that's only for a Jew. How do you know to apply this even to a non-Jew? You need the pasuk of Ishish to be marbed to extend this thing to a non-Jew. They disagree. No, an asara, then it's only going to be a lois akaris. And that's not so fun either. Karis is not misas bezmim. Asara means karis. Upli good Rabbi Yosha, Ben Noach Shabirachas Hashem bekinuyim l'rabon chayiv. See, Rabbi Yosha holds not only according to the that even according to the Rabban you're going to be chayiv. In other words, we just finished learning until now that only according to Rameir. We learn now that the word ish only according to Rameir, but the Rabbanim, they use the word ish for a different drush, which the word has not yet taught us. But Rabbi Yosha holds, even the Rabbanim, we can call the guy is chayiv for the kino. What's the makar? Do you have a different pasuk, kager ke ezrach? It says that you kill the person who does this, a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek has the same status as a citizen, FFB. From birth. So the question over here is, why does the pasuk need to tell us a ger? A ger tzedek? Well, of course, once a goy converts and becomes a ger tzedek, is a full-fledged Jew, what's the chiddush? It's teaching you a ger had a history of being a non-Jew. So the word ger is extra to be marbe, even a non-Jew. It's a very funny type of drasha. The ger is a full-fledged Jew because the ger has a history of being a non-Jew. We use the word to teach even a non-Jew. Ger ki ezrach ger ve'ezrach hud be'inuan b'nakvay shem. A ger and ezrach, do we require b'nakvay shem? Do we require specificity? You have to actually say Hashem's name. Avol oivei kacham afilu b'kinui. Even b'kinui, so according to the rabbi, so this the chiddush of the rabbi talking about, when we say the rabbi disagree, it means, because according to the rabbi, according to what we learned before, the rabbi hold al a kinui, a Jew is an ashara. So how does it come to disagree? Please don't be yasha. I came like we said, Rabbi Yosha holds that a goy is also chayiv misa. A goy is chayiv misa, afilu b'kinui, from this pasuk. So Rabbi Yosha is exactly what the Chacham says, by a Jew, you only chayiv when is going to be
Shem
Mefarish. But a kinui, then they're only going to be an ashara, only an ashara karis. But a goy is chayiv misa afilu on a kinui from the repetition from the word kager is where we learn that a goy will be chayiv for a kinui. Right? Rabbi Meir, what does he do with the pasuk? Because he already knows Allah from the word ish ish. So what is the pasuk teaching you? The Gemara says the answer is ger ve'ezrach beskila. For this avera, avol oyv dekachavim b'sayif. A guy gets sayif, that's what the pasuk is teaching, will come to him in the mayit. Only a citizen, only a Jew, but a non-Jew gets sayif for this avera. Sal g'day tachamino choyl v'ishrabu v'ishrabu. Once they've been included in the mitzvah, so that all of the laws, everything applies, just like a Jew, the misa skila, so we should apply the same misa to a goy because a goy now is a partner with Klal Yisrael in this mitzvah. Kamash mulah, no, that he gets saif and a Jew gets skila. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, I leave the rabbanon high kegerek yeshach ma'ayav. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, according to rabbanon, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, he holds in the shul of the rabbanon that there's not going to be a din of misa by a goy. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka did not hold the mitzvah by a guy. So then what does he do the pasuk of Kagerik Ezrach? Because the only one that said Kagerik Ezrach was Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha held in the Rabbanon that a guy is high of Misa. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, in the sheet of the Rabbanon, there is no chi of Misa for a guy by the Kinuyim. So Kagerik Ezrach my Avalei. And for the Gemara, Gerve Ezrach who debinu Shem B'Shem. Ah, now you say it. Only a Jew requires this idea of shame B'Shem that we start on top of the daf. But a guy, I will have maybe we do not require shame, shame. Next, ish lomali. What about with ish according to Shita of Rabbi?
We saw already before by a guy shame, shame. We saw that already.
No, we didn't. When did we see that?
I thought we said that before.
I don't remember seeing that. Okay. Because that, the way the Torah defines it is with shame, shame. And the last point is according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. In the sheet of the Chachamim that a guy is potter. So what does he do with the pasuk of ish? We went through the whole fancy footwork of what do you do the pasuk? What do you do the pasuk of Kegar Ke'ezha? But what do you do the pasuk of Ish? And for the Gemara Ish Lomali, Dibra Torah, Kilashain B'nei Adam. Torah talks like we talk, Torah repeats itself. Tanabanan. Now we go to a very famous, one of the most famous sugyas in Gan Shas. Famous sugya in Shas. It's Kedai to come today just for this Gemara. Sadaf Yomi, just this Gemara, Shevin Mitzvahs, Nitzvahs, Tav B'nech, there are seven Mitzvahs. What are they? So it's Machlaikas. You have to remember, it's machlekes. What are the seven mitzvahs? Tanakam here on Amud Aleph says, dinin, number one is court system. Ubirchas Hashem. Okay, Birchas Hashem. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Tam. The gozel, theft, the eiver min hachai.
Rebbe. Gilei
Arayos, something Gilei Arayos said, by a Jew. Whatever they consider to be a married woman is chiv misa. We don't have the das Moshe Mishal. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamla Oimer. Chananya ben Gamla says, "What does he say? Oimer af al hadam min hachay, even blood." There's another one. There's an eighth one, and of course, eighth one, or you want to call part of 7b. If you drink blood that was taken from a living animal, there is a chi of misa. There's a chi. There's a misa, but there's a chi. There's a prohibition. Okay, dam min hachay.
Rabbi,
what?
He says there's eight?
Yeah, I guess let's say there's eight. Yeah, let's
say.
Okay, yeah, there's eight. Rabbi Chidko Oimer, there's another one, there's a ninth, is Af Al Haserus. What's it called in English?
Castration.
Sterilization or castration. Sterilization is not do anything external. That's just sterilization. Is true.
Sterilization probably
castration is something physical. It's something physical.
Sterilization is probably against female also. That's right.
Right. Men, it means humans and animals.
Yeah, but both men and both male
men
and female.
And women, male and female.
Castration is only men.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the vocabulary here. But whatever it is, okay? It means to prevent Hoylada, let's be satisfied now with the Hebrew word, and that's it, Vaita. Af al haseros, fine. In animals and in humans, male and females. Fine, that's number nine. Rabbi Shimon says, Af al hakishuf, sorcery, magic. Okay, black, real magic. That's 10. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, okay, so we have already 10 so far. Now we have more. That's all part of Kishuf. A lot of Kishuf. There are many different types of Kishuf. Many different types. If you want to know, come later to me at night, 12 o'clock at night. I'll teach you about all different types. They are Ben Noach Muzalov, Kolom Parshas Kishuf, Ben Noach Muzalov. For example, Lo Yavir Becha, Lo Yims Becha, Mavir Benoy Uvi Uvoite Be'esh, Koisem Kisamim, divination. Divination, Oinain, Umanachish, Umachashe, Vachoy Vachaver, Vishoil Oy Vidoini, Vidoiresh El Hamesim. I have no idea what these things are. Even all different types of communication with the dead.
Seance.
All different things. Funny, you put bones in your armpits and you talk to the dead. Whatever, I really have no clue, whatever they are. All of these things are Nichlal in the prohibition among this number 11. The 11th prohibition of Sheva Mitzvah Sveinoyach. Because the abomination of Hashem is driven out of the land, v'lo anash ela im kein hizer, and the pasuk goes on to say, you're not going to get punished ela v'lo anash ela im kein hizer. And what does that mean over here? Rashi says kasher tzivcha shel Rashi. Rashi says b'dibidus harachronos kabe Shabbos v'kibud avoim. Veichon, does that skip down? Kasher, right? I jumped. There is no Rashi on this. Okay? There is no Rashi on this. Uveglal, the top line of Rashi, uveshenenshu, here it is. There is. Uveglal, hato Yisrael, the very top line. Umidinenshu, alehem. Since the Goyim have been punished for this, that's why Hashem drove these people out of Hashem drove these people out of Klal Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael. Shmamino husharu al kulam dulei onash el imkein hazir. So the fact that the pasuk goes on to say that because of these abominations, these nations have been driven out of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, the pasuk here is teaching you that they're being warned.
They were warned.
They were warned. It doesn't say. Who warned them? Where do you have the warning? Where is the warning? Shmamina hushar al kulam duloy onash elim kin hizer. The fact that the pasuk testifies that that's why they've been driven out. Obviously, at some point in time in their history, there was a person that came to them in the name of Hashem and told them, stop, cut out the nonsense, otherwise Hashem is going to wipe you out of this land. Okay? So the bottom of it is, so now we come to number 12, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afal Hakilayim. Afal Akilayim is number 12. So I have a grand total of 12 different possibilities for Ben Noach. Had they known this, they would have named it 712 instead of 711.
Where was the Kohayim as a problem? Why should Kohayim be a problem?
Kohayim is, it's not the way Hashem made the world. Hashem made the world that the apples are apples.
The Gemara explains
Mutarim b'nei Noach lilbosh kilayim. They're allowed v'lizra'a kilayim. They're allowed to wear shanis, and they're allowed to plant seeds that are mixtures, vegetables. Ve'ein asum ilu b'harvos behema b'harkavasim. They're only also in grafting, yeah. Grafting trees and in and mixing mating animals,
like
mating animals, producing mules.
So it's not total kohayim.
Not clothing is mutter. No. Mutter. No. Planting vegetables, putting grain and grain near vines, climb, wheat, barley, and a vine in the same area is mutter for a guy. But for a guy to produce a mule, a horse, and a donkey, this is a product of prohibition. Usser. And what else? And our kavas ilan, grafting a tree. Okay, the lemons, the esrogim, they're not kosher. It's a product of a prohibition that is done by the Umas HaOlam, according to this opinion. So the bottom line over here is, we have Maskana, 12 different prohibitions. Whoever told you it was 7 has misled you. There's really a total of 12 according to you, them all up.
Well, it depends. Maybe you're Paschal like
right.
The one who says 7.
And we're not even finished it. We have another opinion later on in the Gemara, another opinion, the Tanu Menashe. So
okay,
therefore,
but we
so Paschim
probably
the basic is seven
mitzvahs of
plus,
the Noahites.
7 plus the 7 Noahite mitzvahs, but it's really, we just concluded that there really is potential for 12.
Yes,
12.
There's potential, but
potential
no
for 12.
Like
machme, why can't we machme? How do you know this? You never saw a guy wear a better time tefillin. How do you know this? Oh, my Rabbi Yochanan, then we go to the Pasuk. Here we go to the first one. The first one over here comes from Maisa Bereishis, from Adam Rishon. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Elo Adam Leimu Mikol Eis Hagon Ochol Toichel. The more darshans, word by word, Vayitzav is a code word for Avodah Zarah. As a code word for Dinim, Elu HaDinim, a justice system. V'chein Huay Mer Ki Yedatev. I know my man Avraham Avinu. Lemanasha Yitzave Esbanov Lasos Tzedaka Umishpat. Positive Mishpat. So since the word Mishpat is used in connection with Yitzave, we know the word Yitzave is a code word for Dinim.
Why just bring one positive? That's why we bring two psukim.
What two psukim? Key, it's one pasuk. Key, it's
Yitzhak. Hashem Elokim is one pasuk.
No, that's the Makar.
That's
the Makar for Goyim. Adam was a Ben Noach. Adam HaRishon was the son of Noach.
So this is V'chein Hu Omer.
What?
V'chein Hu Omer.
This is the pasuk. Hashem is talking to Adam HaRishon. Hashem is talking to Adam HaRishon by Yitzhak Hashem Elokim. So this applies to Adam. Adam, we call it Ben, I don't know, we call it Ben Noach. Adam is Ben Noach, and then the word of Hashem tell them by Yitzav. By Yitzav, a code is by Avraham, it says, by Yitzav, lasos tzedaku mishpat. So you learn the word by Yitzav is a code word for dinim, period. Next, how do you know when it's by Yitzav? Hashem. Hashem is a code word for zo birchas Hashem. How do you know that? V'chein omer, v'noikei, v'kursus mevarch shem, Hashem, mos, you must. Elokim Aitzav Hashem Elokim Zo Avoda Zora. V'chino Aimer Lo Yielcha Elohim Acherim Al HaAdam Zo Shefichas Dam. V'chino Aimer Shefech Dam HaAdam Bo Adam. So that's a code for Shefichas Dam. Leimar speaking Zo Gilerayis. V'chino Aimer Leimar. Hein yishalach ish es yishto v'holcha meyito v'hoysel ish acher. If a man sends away his wife and she goes and marries another woman, is he allowed to take her back? Of course not. And yet Hashem says, look at you, Klal Yisrael, you left me, you went and you embraced Avodah Zarah, and I'm still willing to take you back to me. So you see the word leimor is used in connection with Gilead Arayos. Mikol eitz hagon, all of the eitz hagon v'loy gozel, which means there's the eitz hagon and not the eitz hagina. The gun, Hashem said, this you could have. But you can't have the food from, that's not the gun. That means the other creatures occupying the world at this point in time that had possession of the other things.
Most unusual. So each we have each two, word. Two things. What is it? Twice, two, lamer, and then lamer.
Lamer is one word.
One word from a pasuk.
Everything is a code. It's one pasuk. In this one pasuk, there are seven expressions. There are seven phrases. There are seven different expressions. Each expression, the Gemara is a drush. The drushus is
a code word.
Is a code word. One with zayim is b'nei noyach. Achol toichel, you can eat. V'loy even achai, you can only eat what is natural. It's a drasha, okay? It's a Torah. The Gemara is not really elaborating. You can eat.
All of this is after Matan Torah.
No, this is before Matan Torah. This is before Matan Torah. All the Marisha did not have a Torah.
No, I understand that, but how do the Goyim know that?
How do the Goyim? So obviously, Hashem revealed himself. We
know after Matan Torah.
So Rashi before told us that someone explained it to them. Hashem explained it to them, Adam explained it to me, to his children, and Noach explained it to them. Obviously, there were prophets living in the time. Mr. Shelach, there was Chanoich. There were people, there were great people out there who had a communication with the Rebbe Shalom, which explained this to the generation. They were warned. Rashi told us. That's why the Goyim were driven out. They were warned. They understood that when Hashem gave this commandment, it was given to them. That's what you have to say. That's a similar understanding. Hashem spoke to man. You know, it wasn't like Hashem. By Hashem spoke to Adam and Rishon. So it was communication.
So we don't have to know how. We don't have to know where. We just make the assumption.
The Gemara says this is a fact. We are Maminim. Maminim, B'nai Maminim. This is what happened. Hashem spoke to men. Hashem revealed this information.
The last, just in the last two, there's no other Makar that he's bringing down. It's interesting.
Not the last two, the last five.
Lamar, he's saying, says Lamar Hashem.
Right. Lamar is a word of apostasy. He's not quoting an apostasy. He's not. Nicole Eitz Hagon. Right.
You get 12, but you only get 7.
Right. Okay. So therefore, we have over here. Everywhere so far we over here. Now, by the way, the Gemara is telling us seven, the first seven, and is not telling us the other five. Remember, the 7/12.
Right, no, but the question was, which means, where are the psukim? Where are the words? Where are in the cross?
Hashem
so you asked five, they didn't ask that question.
Right. We have seven expressions in this pasuk, and Chazal are telling us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Adam Rishon, it's only recorded the shorthand version of what Hashem, the cliff notes is what we have in the Torah. Hashem elaborated. Hashem said to Adam, don't do these seven averos. Okay, right. Next, we have Rishon. He says, I like your pasuk, very, very nice. It's a very good pasuk, but you get a little confused about the drashas. Let me tell you the way it should. Let me tell you the way it really is. Let me tell you my version of the drashas. Vayitzav, not like you taught that vayitzav means dinim. My understanding is vayitzav means what? It means zo avodah zarah. Elokim, that's dinim. Okay, now the bishop of Elokim is Odin. Oh, Elokim is Din, very good. So it's possible. When you have the Balabai, say Elokim. Elabai Yitzav. Where do you have a code word? It's a code word for Zev of the Zara. My mashma. Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzav, Rav says, Sodom Achim, in Adach, Hashem, Tzivi, Simos, Lom, Egel, Masecha. Hashem says to Moshe, they've gone astray. They've been Egel. It says Asher Tzivi Sim. So you see the word Tzivi Sim is in the same passage describing the name of the Zara. Givaldik.
The Chadam one says,
another says in Navi, Oshuk Ephraim. Ephraim has been oppressed. He has been robbed. Rutzutz Mishpat. He has been crushed from Mishpat. Why? Why is Ephraim crushed from Mishpat? Justice. Why? Ki hoil sins holach acharei tzav. He went astray. He followed Tzav. Tzav means what? My Avodah Zarah means the false prophets. the false prophets told the people, go, they commanded them, go worship the idols. Mm-hmm. So because Ephraim was foolish, referring to Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael called Ephraim, HaBen Yakel Ephraim, Klal Yisrael called Ephraim, after Yom Menabat, Memela, that's why you see a Makar here, the word Tzav means Avodah Zarah. Vaidmi Maimor says,
Ephraim is.
But that pasuk, Pshutim Lus, it's not a positive pasuk, it's a negative pasuk. Habibi Rashi Rolu Mufasha. Haben Yakeli Ephraim. Im Yelet Shashuim.
Hashem remembers
the desert. What's
the
pasuk
Hashem remembers?
Lech Teich Achraim. That's a different pasuk though. But this pasuk says, Haben, the way the Pshutim Mikri is, everyone, they have a song, it's so nice and fun, but that's not Pshutim Mikri. Pshutim Mikri is, Haben Yakeli Ephraim. Are you really a Ben Yaker to me? You've done so many averos. You're so bad. I don't want to know from you anymore. So the people who made the song did not look in Rashi. It's like the song Ish Esri Ehu Yomar Chazak. What a beautiful song. You know what that pasuk means? It means when they made the Avodah Zarah in the factory, they said, make sure the Avodah Zarah has the best material, the best gold, the best nails. So when we worship, we should have a beautiful, gorgeous Avodah Zarah. They took that pasuk that means Avodah Zarah across the board, and they use it as a song to say, ah, gvaldik, let's all join hands and join simcha. Amaratzis, murdik amaratzis. Vaitam. There is one opinion, though, that says it means something positive. So let's not say anything bad about anyone else. My benayu, a guy makes them with the Zohar. Does not bow down to it. Lamandi, on the one that says Asui Mishas, the one that says Asul Hamigah Egal Masecha. The issue was, it says in the past they made Avodah Zarah. It says by Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, go down. They made Asu, even Asu Mishas Asim Mechayev. Lamandi Kihoyel, the one that says Kihoyel Halach Achre Halach. Halach means to worship. Ad azil basra ufalach la, and actual. So the major machlekes over here: if a guy makes an avodah zara, is he already chayiv misa? According to one, yes. According to the other, no. Amar Rav Yehi, Amar Rav Mikla, Amar Yama, Gushas avodah zara lo yishtav shtachav la chayiv. What are you talking about? You tell me there's such an opinion. There's such an opinion that you're going to be chayiv misa for making it. The Yatan the Brisa says, "Avodah zara, the varm, the guy avodah zara, the varm shabestin shol yishol nemis no lehen." A matter with which the Bezdin will kill Ben Noyach Muzo Lech Miznach Mechayiv Misa. It was only Mechayiv Aloysius. Don't do it. Ain Bezdin Shal Yisrael Misna Lehim. Ain Ben Noyach Muzo Lech. He's allowed to it. What does that mean? Lamute Mai. Lav Lamute Goy Sha'osa Avodah Zarah V'lo Hishtach Avodah. If a Jew makes an Avodah Zarah and does not bow down to it, the Jew is Chayiv Misa. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. What does it say over here, Rashi? The one in the Hamin, says that if a Jew, my lav shalav v'mumcham shalosav v'dazar v'lumumcham. One more time. The dvarim shebezin shalishol mimisin alehen. The bezin shalishol will bring death to a Jew for doing. What is that? Making an avodazar. The one in the Hamin learns that if a Jew makes an avodazar, even if he does not worship his chaimisa, so a guy, if he makes an avodazar, he's potter. He's not going to be chayiv misa for this. And you, and if a Jew does something which Bezin will not kill him, a goy l'chadchila can do it. So what do we learn from this halacha? That if a guy makes an avodah zara, he's not chayiv misa. So how then can you make a drash to teach him a goy chayiv misa? And if the Gemara says, no, you're making a mistake. Gemara says, doesn't this drash, this whole did lava, when we have a category over here of something which a Jew is chayiv misa, and a guy is potter, my lav lamute, a guy is also with the zara, v'lo yishtach v'lo. The Gemara says, no, you made a mistake, it's not true. If a guy makes an avodah zara and does not worship it, it's a machloikas, just like what we said before. If a Jew makes it, it's chayiv misa. If a guy makes it, it's a machloikas. The topic of discussion over here in this prize discussing something entirely different. Amara Papalo Lamute Gifuf Vinishuk means embracing and kissing. If a Jew hugs and kisses an Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv Misa. If a Jew kisses or hugs Avodah Chayiv Misa, if a guy hugs or kisses, he's not Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Let's clarify. Exactly. Your kash, because you know the whole Mesach, you know the whole Mesach by heart. What are you talking about? A Jew who kisses and embraces is Chayiv Misa, Gifuf, and Nishuk Demai. Is that the way you worship the Avodah Zarah? this descendant of Avodah Zarah, you have to, it has to be kedarka. Is this the method of service? Is that what it says in the handbook? In the handbook,
101.
This is what you're supposed to do. Ile mekedarka barketolu. So goyis chayv misa the same way Jews chayv misa. This is what it says in the handbook. The way you worship this Avodah Zarah is by kissing it. Then you chayv misa. El lemute shaloi kedarka. Oh, it must be where it's not kedarka. In other words, nowhere does it say in the handbook you're supposed to kiss a hug with Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the yet the chiddush, the tremendous chiddush, that when it comes to a Jew, even though it's not the derech, it's not what you do. That with the Zohar is supposed to offer sacrifice. He's supposed to do all crazy things, and there doesn't any way to do this. And if a Jew does, it's chayv misa. It's chayv misa. But a guy does this since shloi kedarka, he's potter. But what do we need for our Gemara? This topic, this brisa is not easy, irrelevant to our sugya. Our sugya is discussing the issue of if a guy makes, he fashions, he is a craftsman, and he makes the Zohar is chayv misa. So that lemaskana the Gemara is machlokes. What's the makar? Is the makar the word sav, or is the makar from the word what's the machlokes? Is the makar what's that? That's machlokes. But when it comes to that is machlokes. Fine, it all depends on where you come from.
This Mishnah says he's only over the Balesa. Say there's no chiv misa.
What?
The Mishnah says the Ferish of Megarim from Nashiga. Over Balesa say he's not. He doesn't get.
I'm a Gafim. This is a Jew. Where are you from?
Yeah, the Mishnah. Over
for everyone.
The vote over here is that since the Jew is not mechuyev misa, so to the guy, since the Jew is not muzer,
it says bez in misa nalav. It says
it's also even a lesser same.
But it says bez in the misa. It says bez in the misa.
The Mishnah is the perish otherwise. Samechom
bez. We have to go over this again then.